Hey folks, hope you're finding ways to enjoy the off-season so far. I noticed the general NBA podcast timeline is looking a little bleak at the moment, so we thought we'd repost some evergreen content from last off-season, the grand final of our off-season Celtics trivia bonanza. This was before we started doing video podcasts, so this one is exclusive to the audio feed. But from next week, we're kicking off another few rounds of Celtics trivia, and this time we're live streaming on YouTube. So if you're not already, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Just pop our name into the search there, Celtics Reddit Podcast. Also, if you have any trivia suggestions for next week, send them in. The best way is just to DM us on Twitter at Celtic Reddit Pod. In the meantime, here's a little nugget of Celtics content to bring you one day closer to the end of the offseason. Enjoy. Hello and welcome to the Celtics Reddit Podcast Trivia Bonanza. This is the grand final, a win or go home battle between our Northern and Southern Conference champions. This is for all the marbles people. Let's firstly introduce our contestants, the Southern Conference champion and longtime New Zealand correspondent, Joe, aka No Scrotes McFly. Joe, how are you feeling coming into this one, man?
Oh, not confident at all. Have done zero preparation. All I have to rely on is 20 years of Celtics fandom. Hopefully it'll carry the day.
I love it. And of course, our Northern Conference champion, Celtics Reddit power user, Mike, aka Wayne Spoonie. Welcome back, sir. How's it going?
It's going good. I feel like I should be embarrassed to be called a Reddit power user, but I choose to take it as a compliment. I've got the weight of America on my shoulders. We're not a thin people, so... A lot of pressure.
Hey, do you believe in miracles?
Of course.
Do you believe in momentum? Obviously, Wayne, you've sort of been the more recent contestant on the show, winning against Celtics Jay a week ago. Do you feel like you're carrying any momentum into this grand final here?
Absolutely not at all. I heard that these questions are going to be even more difficult, so I'm ready for a lot of me laughing incredulously as I take a wild guess.
We'll see how we go. All right, five rounds, five questions per round, except for the fifth round, the Phil Pressey speed round, where we throw out 10 rapid-fire questions, and correct answers are worth 2 points a pop, just 1 point per correct answer in rounds 1 through 4. There will be sporadic bonus questions as well that are also worth 2 points, so plenty of opportunity to swing things back in your favor if things aren't initially going well. Any questions before we get started?
Nope.
None at all.
Nope. Okay, good. So very quickly, big thanks to other Reddit users, Parsnip Pizza and Burner for Celtics for submitting questions for this one. Let's get into it. Round one, generic Celtics questions. Question one, what are the two Eastern Conference teams the Celtics have never beaten in a playoff series? Eastern Conference teams never beaten in a playoff series. I can throw out some hints.
No hints.
Okay, we may need them.
I'm opposed to hints. I can think of one. I got one definite.
I'm going to use this opportunity to test your buzzer then, Joe. If this is indeed you buzzing in.
Okay.
I think you're fanning right out of the ballgame. Right.
There we go. You buzzed.
Okay, well, one will be, it depends how you count the Charlotte Hornets, right? Because
that is one of them.
Yeah. We've got one of them. But shivers, man, I'm going through it. Look, I could go through process of elimination out loud, but I feel like that would give it away for...
It's great radio.
Give away for Mike.
So one is in the Southwest Division, which you got. That is the Charlotte Hornets. The other one is in the Atlantic Division. And look, Mike, if you want to jump in here, I can give you a point each for partial correct answers.
Atlantic Division Nets.
Yeah.
It is the Nets. It is the Nets, correct.
I was like, hey, I guess we haven't. Yeah.
Yeah, Jay Kidd used to just embarrass us back in the day.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so a point each there. Next question. Question two. The Celtics played in the Boston Garden from 1955 to 1995, at which point it was shamefully demolished. What arena did the Celtics play in before the Boston Garden? Mike?
Nope. Shit. I thought it was going to be after. Before. Boston Arena.
So that was... That is correct. The options I was going to throw out was the Boston Arena, the Northeastern Arena, Matthews Arena, and the Celtics Dome, which of course doesn't exist. So Boston Arena was built in 1910. It's still standing today, but it's called Matthews Arena. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't going to give away the bonus question answer. It's called Matthews Arena.
Matthews Arena would have been my guess if you gave me those options, because it sounds historical, you know?
Sure, absolutely. Bonus question. What was TD Garden originally called when it was first opened? Joe? Correct. Okay, so after correctly answering that bonus question, Joe is now up 3-2. So close game here in the grand final. Moving on to question 4. Question 3. Which current Celtic is 4th all-time in three-pointers made for the Celtics?
I love Walker!
Mike.
Marcus Smart.
You are correct. It is Marcus Smart. 4th all-time. Unbelievable.
I should have been paying more attention to Sean Grandy's Twitter feed, because they will normally put those little screen grabs, from his Microsoft Word document.
He's been tracking those for years for Marcus.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are already in the top 10
as well.
I know,
I knew they'd be right there, but
there's not a lot of competition historically, I guess, due to just the infrequency of the three even being attempted back in the day. But anyway, next question. Number 4, name any two moderators of Celtics Reddit.
I take you up standing right out of the ballgame.
Oh, no, I can only know one. I know Elite Speak. I assume she's still a mod.
Got a name too.
Yeah, you just got to come up with one more. Big spoons.
Oh, man.
I was almost going to ask for 3. I'm glad I didn't. But this is the grand final. The questions are hard.
I love all the moderators, man. I just...
just try to stay, you know, stay away from them.
All right. No points awarded. So shout out to Leetspeak, obviously the more reputable Celtics mod there.
Free the pot.
Yeah, I would have accepted Parsnip Pizza, who did contribute some questions to the show. Comp Engineer Barbie, I believe, is sort of the primary architect, and those are the other two that I know. But anyway, let's move on. Next question. Question 5. Who was the first Senegalese Celtic? Senegalese, of course. Therefore, from Senegal. I'm trying to throw out some hints here. They are a current Celtic. Mike?
Taco.
Correct. You are correct. All right. Coming out of the first round, it's tied. 3 points apiece. Very good. Round 2, trades. This is all about the history of trades within the Celtics organization. Question 1. Famously, in 1956, Red Auerbach traded a package including the Ice Capades circus show to the St. Louis Hawks for the draft pick that eventually became Bill Russell. However, he, in doing so, Auerbach had to give up which future All-Star?
I take you up standing right out of the ballgame.
I'm pretty sure it was Cliff Hagan.
It was Cliff Hagan.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Nice, man. I had no idea.
Yeah, I just remember when I was went from my days courtside of the Matthews Arena, old Cliff Hagan. Hell of a player.
Well done. The Soaring Down South Hawks blog have it listed number 1 on their worst Hawks trade of all time list. They already had Bob Pettit at the time and passed up the opportunity to pair him with Bill Russell. Cliff Hagan went on to be a Hall of Famer, as did Ed McCauley, who the Hawks also acquired in the trade, but the Celtics went on to win 11 titles with Bill Russell, so, you know. Anyway.
But the Hawks won one. I mean, Brian Windhorst says winning a championship means never having to say you're sorry. So I feel like the descendants of the GM for the St. Louis Hawks should probably get in contact with that blog and stick up for granddad.
Make an amendment to that article.
Yeah, exactly.
Question 2, round 2. On June 28, 2007, the Celtics made a draft night trade with the Seattle Supersonics, trading Jeff Green, Delonte West, and Wally Szczerbiak for All-Star guard Ray Allen. Which additional player did the Celtics acquire along with Allen as part of that trade?
I take you up standing right out of the ballgame. Sure.
It was a second-round pick. And was it Gabe Pruitt or was it Glenn Davis? It would have to have been Glenn Davis.
Absolutely correct, Joe, for his 5th point there. It was Glenn Davis. He was drafted 35th overall by the Sonics and then promptly traded to the Celtics. All right, next question. Question 3. For much of the 2010s, the Celtics possessed the first round draft picks of several other teams. The Mavericks, Kings, Sixers, and of course the Nets all at some point traded the firsts to Boston. Who was a player traded to get the Grizzlies pick that rolled over 2 years?
I love Walker!
Mike. Jeff Green.
It was Jeff Green. So the pick actually ended up being Aaron Nesmith in the end last year, interestingly enough. So thanks for that, Jeff Green and the Memphis Grizzlies. Bonus question. Which NBA all-defensive player did the Celtics acquire back as part of this trade?
I take you up with the Celtics right law. Ball game, right?
Mike. Joe. Sorry.
Tayshaun Prince.
No, Joe, you got it. It was Tayshaun Prince. Correct. All right, Joe's streaking ahead here, currently up 6-3. Moving on to question 4 of the second round. Which popular Celtic was both acquired from and then dealt to the Sacramento Kings? So they were acquired in the form of a draft pick from the Sacramento Kings and then later dealt back to the Sacramento Kings later in their career. So I've got some options here. Tiny Archibald, Billy Knight, Marcus Thornton, or Danny Ainge?
I take you standing right out of the ballgame. Right?
Joe.
I mean, Ainge was definitely dealt to the Kings, so I'm going to go with Ainge.
You are correct. It was Danny Ainge. The second round pick that became Danny Ainge was acquired as part of the 1978 trade for Tiny Archibald. Ainge was then traded away along with Brad Lohaus in 1989 back to Sacramento. There you go.
Brad, my guy.
All right. Of course, featuring in round 2 of the trivia That's series right. there. Question 5. What player was drafted with the 1980 number 1 pick that the Celtics traded to Golden State for number 3 and
right
Robert Parrish?
Right.
Joe, sorry. Joe.
Well, you've given me one third of the answer there. It would be Joe Barry Carroll.
You are correct. Apparently also referred to as Joe Barely Cares. Interestingly enough. Okay, that is the end of round 2. Quick score check. Joe is currently up 8-3. Of course, there are many bonus questions. There's the speed round to end. So, Mike, plenty of opportunity to get back in this one. But Joe is flying the flag of New Zealand quite high at this point in time. All right, next round. Round 3, the Olympic International Round. Question 1. The Celtics have suddenly had a lot of French players in the last few years. Yabusele, Poirier, and now Fournier. Who was the last Frenchman to play for the Celtics before Yabu came along?
I love water!
Mike.
Michael Pietrus.
Oh, good one.
You are correct, sir. Nice pull. Well done. Yeah, of course, he more famously played for the Magic. He wore number 8 for the Celtics, and he went on to play for the Raptors. Like those were my hints if no one was to come up with that one.
He started with He started with Golden State, didn't he?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
He played for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of teams.
Question 2. Before Daniel Theiss and Mo Wagner, the Celtics had never had a German-born player. There are, however, a number of Celtics alumni currently playing pro bowl in the German BBL. Name one of them.
You're joking.
Mike.
Jordan Crawford.
That's what tricks on people. And I'm not going to expand on that because that might come up in a future question.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. I'll just come try and guess. Okay. Look, Shane Larkin. I'm pretty sure he played for Fenerbahce, but
incorrect. So one of these players was included as part of the Isaiah Thomas trade.
Which one?
One of them?
Two? All right. Damn.
And what are our...
What direction?
Holy moly.
So the one where we acquired Isaiah Thomas.
Who did we send out? I'm very blank there.
I take you up standing right out of the ballgame. Right?
Mike? Joe?
Marcus Thornton.
You are correct. It was Marcus Thornton. Well done. Currently plays in the German BBL. Bonus question. Which former Celtics played for... Which former Celtic played for German club Borussia Bamberg in 2020, the same club that Daniel Theiss and Brad Wanamaker once played for as well?
I don't know. I'm passing.
Which former Celtic played for German club Borussia Bamberg, I hope I'm saying that right, in 2020, the same club that Theiss and Wanamaker once played for? Former Celtic. Popular.
Just going to look.
Joe.
Won't be Yabu, but I'll go Yabu. I know he played in China.
Jerebko.
Incorrect, unfortunately. Okay, no points awarded for that bonus question. It was, of course, Jordan Crawford.
Damn it. No.
Next question. Question 3. The Celtics recently lost a stunner in an Olympic tune-up game against Nigeria. The only Nigerian-born player to ever suit up for Boston was what notorious draft bust? Mike.
Fab Mello? No, he's Brazilian.
Yeah.
Incorrect. I don't even have any hints for this one. I sort of, this whole thing, you know, unfortunately, to pull back the curtain, was sort of very hastily prepared. And I'm very thankful for the people of Celtics Reddit for helping me with this one. But I can tell you their first name was Michael. And their surname is sort of obviously of Nigerian descent.
I don't know, man. I'm just going to pass. Call it a tie.
Okay. That was Michael Oluwakandi.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard, thanks to preparing for this.
Yeah, he did.
I didn't know he played for us.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah, it should come to think right now.
Okay, moving on. This is a Who Am I? Born in 1977, I was the grandchild of two Ukrainians who met in a post-World War II refugee camp. My father was a three-time Champions Cup winner with Real Madrid, the basketball team, not the football team, and also later played in the ABA for the Pittsburgh Condors. I had a four-year college career at Miami University in Ohio before being drafted by the team.
Wally Zerbiak played for my University of Miami, Ohio.
You are correct. It was Wally Zerbiak, yeah, whose father, Walt, was a three-time champion for Real Madrid there.
Well done.
Yeah, interesting. Question five. Up until Karl Towns took it this season, this Celtic had held the record for the highest-paid Latin American NBA player.
I take you up standing right out of the ballgame.
Leandro Barbosa?
No. He was one of the options I was going to throw out, but it is not Leandro Barbosa. The other options are Al Horford, Carlos Arroyo, or Anderson Varejao.
Mike. Al Horford.
It was Al Horford.
That's
absolutely
a layup.
Correct.
That was a layup. I feel bad.
Hey, it goes both ways, Mike. Goes both ways.
Joe kind of threw the oop there.
I think of him as more Caribbean, you know?
No, unfortunately not. Coming out of round three, Joe is up. He leads 11-5. So Mike did make up a couple of points there, but Joe is still ahead. We're going to move into round four here. Boston Celtics in pop culture. In 1986, Larry Bird and Kevin McHale somewhat famously appeared in a commercial for the Converse Weapons shoe. I'm going to play you the ad now, the audio from the ad. And the question is, what was Larry Bird's last line?
The Converse weapon, that's the shoe, that's magic, do what he was born to do.
Maybe so, but that's not all. They let Isaiah play like he's 10 feet tall.
For the kind of moves that never fail, the weapon's the choice of Kevin McHale.
The same is true for Mark McGuire. When I wear weapons, I'm on fire.
Well, what can the weapons do for King? Well, I can do just about anything.
You already know what they did for me.
What?
I take you up standing right out of the ball game.
Something, something MVP. I just won the
that
MVP.
Is- Well, I can't award you a point for that, but that's partially correct.
I love Walter!
Mike?
Help me win the MVP?
No. Both very close. It's a human mode of transportation. I walked away with the MVP.
Oh, no way. A human mode of transportation.
I just
walk in.
Yeah. These are tough questions, and the hints have to be appropriately tough as well, unfortunately. All right. He did walk away with the MVP.
See, the annoying thing about that question is I knew that MVP was the reference. I knew that's what he said, but didn't do anything to trigger any memories. Yeah.
It's the grand final.
Nothing's free,
tough question.
Except for that Horford question.
Next question. Name two movies or TV shows that Larry Bird once cameoed in. There are four.
I know
one. I'm asking
one.
You to name two. Joe?
He's in Space Jam and he's in Celtic Pride.
You are correct. Of course, we are Celtic Pride experts on this podcast, having done the deep dive.
Was he in Cheers?
Two off-seasons ago. He's not in Cheers, but
McHale
was in Cheers.
Yeah,
absolutely. So he was also in, this is Larry Bird, also in Blue Chips and a future episode, an episode of Futurama, interestingly enough.
No way.
There you go. I had no idea. Question three. The 2020 film Uncut Gems featured a non-fictional 2012 playoff series between the Celtics and the 76ers. This is a two-part question. What round of the playoffs was this, and who was the leading scorer for the Sixers?
I take you up standing right out of the ballgame.
Joe.
It was the second round.
Yes.
And the leading scorer for the Sixers, I'm going to just go with Iguodala.
Incorrect.
So, yeah.
Mike.
Drew Holiday?
It was Drew Holiday. I think I closed my tab here, and I've got it here. So he led with 13.9 points per game in the series, which, like, is a crazy, I guess, figure to lead scoring with.
I think Rondo might have led us in scoring in that. Like, he had a whole lot of triple-doubles, eh?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, anyway. Rondo did pretty well that series, and KG obviously led the scoring for Celtics and, you know, later start in the movie. So there you go. Question four. In 2010's Just Right, Queen Latifah plays a physical therapist who falls in love with a professional basketball player played by Common. Name the former Celtic who makes a cameo in this film.
Oh, that's such a bad movie.
I've never seen it, so
I have no answer to this. Dwight Howard makes a cameo, but he's not a Celtic.
Thankfully.
Got any hints for me?
The points are there to be claimed. So they played in the aforementioned playoff series, so that they're from that era. It's not Kevin Garnett.
Ray Allen?
No. Close.
I'll go with Rondo if I'm allowed another
you
guess.
You are correct. Joe's walking into some easy ones here, but that's how it goes. That's how the cookie crumbles on the trivia show. Question five. Four former Celtics made cameos in 2002's Lil Bow Wow vehicle Like Mike. Name one of those players.
It's in 2002. Oh, look.
I take you up standing right out of a ball game. Right.
Shot in the dark, Antoine.
No, incorrect. So one of these players played more famously for Dallas and were on the bench
Michael
in, I believe, 2010. Correct. You are correct. Michael Finley was one of the players, as well as Gary Payton, Rasheed Wallace, and Gerald Wallace. So a good movie day for the Wallace
Gerald
family there.
Gerald Wallace?
He would have been super young then, man. He'd only just got drafted around that time.
In 02, yeah.
By the Kings. Right? Man, they had everyone, eh? Kings were so stacked back then.
Yeah, and that movie was full of cameos as well. I had to, you know, obviously this was submitted by a Reddit user, and I had to go check the IMDb page for Like Mike, and so many NBA players appeared at some point in that movie. So if you're in lockdown like I am and you're a little bit bored, why don't you just pull up Like Mike on your favorite streaming service? Why not? Okay, that's the end of round four. Coming out of round four, we've got Joe on 12, and we've got Mike on 7, so a little bit closer. We're going to head into the round five, Phil Pressey speed round. It's more frantic. We're looking for rapid fire questions and answers here. And obviously, correct answers are worth 2 points. This is where the whole thing can really be swung. Final round of the grand final here. The pressure's on. Question one. During the 2006 and 7 season, the Celtics wore a commemorative patch of a black shamrock with a colorful nickname in green letters on the right top of the jersey in remembrance of...
I think you are standing right out of the ballgame.
You are correct. Question two. In 2019, Enes Kanter became the second Turk to start at center for the Celtics. Who was the first?
I take you up standing right out of the ballgame. Right?
Joe.
Semi.
Yeah, you know, Semi Erden.
Correct. You are correct. Question three. What was the name of Ray Allen's character in the 1998 film He Got Game?
I love water!
Mike.
Jesus Shuttlesworth.
You are correct. What was the order of teams played in the Celtics' 2008 playoff run?
I take you up standing right out of the ballgame. Right?
Hawks, Cavs, Pistons, Lakers.
You are correct.
Remember it like it was yesterday. I was 22, traveling around Canada.
You were there,
in the States, in my prime. Yeah, I was at Game 6. I was at Game 6 of the 08 Finals. Great.
Awesome. Question 5. It's well known that new head coach Ime Udoka played for the Spurs and the Portland Trailblazers in his NBA career. Name one of the other two teams that he played for.
I take you up standing right out of the ball game, right?
I don't, this is a guess. I'm pretty sure he had some involvement with the Nuggets, so I'm going to go Denver Nuggets.
Incorrect.
Played for Nigeria, didn't he?
Yeah, not an NBA team, unfortunately.
Wow. It looked like it.
Question six. Who was the last Celtics coach to be officially fired?
I take you up standing right out of the ballgame. Right?
I'm going to say it was Rick Pitino.
Incorrect. Mike.
Does Jim O'Brien?
Incorrect.
He resigned.
Close, very, very close era-ish. It was in the 2000s, the noughties.
John Carroll didn't get fired. He was interim. That doesn't count.
I have it on good authority that he was officially fired.
He was an interim head coach. That doesn't count. Objection. Fire. Objection.
No points. Well, no points.
I'm not awarding any points for that one.
Matter of fact, Mike, seven. You're going to have 7 points just for that outburst.
Question 7. Jim Luskatov famously and generously requested the Celtics not retire his actual number so it could be used by Celtics in the future. What actual number was it?
Just Losky. Losky was the number.
Incorrect.
Was he zero?
No, he wasn't. No, he was 18. Question 8. In Game 7 of the 2020 Eastern Conference Finals, Marcus Smart performed an epic late-game block on which player to save the game and the series? Mike.
Norm Powell.
Correct. Correct. Yeah. Question 9. In 2021, Celtics Reddit controversially allowed which type of content to be posted on the sub?
I love water!
Mike.
Memes.
Correct. Question 10. Legendary Celtics guard Isaiah Thomas has two official nicknames listed on Basketball Reference. One is King of the Fourth. The other is what? Mike.
The little guy.
Incorrect. I was very surprised to see this. Joe?
IT? Like,
no.
Mighty IT?
No, so it's Pizza Guy.
Oh, yeah, I remember that from Sacramento. Yeah, from Sacramento.
Is that what it's from?
Yeah, he was okay, in a commercial for the Pizza Guys.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm going to award you 2 points for even just knowing what that was. but Joe has come away with it 18 to 15, despite slash Wayne Spoonie's late run there to keep it close, and with epic knowledge of obscure Isaiah Thomas nicknames. Joe, the country of New Zealand, I congratulate you. You are the winner of our epic annual Celtics Reddit podcast trivia series. How do you feel?
Hey, let's see that medal table. Look at us, New Zealand, on top of the per capita gold medal rankings once again.
It bodes well. It bodes well for the Olympics, I think. All right, and Wayne Spoonie, of course, your second appearance on the podcast. You've struck, you know, right ahead to second place here in the trivia series. How do you feel? Are we going to be able to welcome you back for another podcast?
You know, the second place is bittersweet, but like I said last time, I'm absolutely down, seriously, to come back anytime you guys want me. So happy to.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're happy to have you back anytime. And you get to hoist that conference championship trophy as well, so you're not walking away empty-handed.
Yeah, mate. You get to hang a banner.
All right, guys, congratulations to Joe. Congratulations to the country of New Zealand. Thanks to Jason and Jackson for being contestants on earlier shows. Thanks to all the users of Celtics Reddit who submitted their questions and ideas and suggestions. That's going to do it for the trivia series. Thanks to everyone who participated, especially, like I said, those Reddit users. Thanks again to Joe and Mike. We'll be back in a week. Until then, go Celtics. Peace.